Vignette number 113 from Zen is right here, teaching stories and anecdotes of Shunju Suzuki. One day, Suzuki Roshi went with a group of us in a truck to a ranch some miles from Tassajara to pick fruit. We were all trying to be good Zen students, work hard, pick the fruit, pack the boxes. We didn't realize how serious we'd become until Suzuki Roshi climbed a tree and started throwing fruit at us. That's from Sue Roberts. And that happened at Church Creek Ranch in 1968. You know, I've mentioned that before. That story keeps coming up. In other podcasts. It's a good one. I think I might have mentioned it recently where one of them was about him doing something else as zany. Had that nice sense of play. And he liked to climb trees. And there's other stories of people just turning around and seeing him up in a tree. Or there's Bob Halperns of Suzuki asked him to help him get up into the ceiling because he wanted to, the birds were making a lot of noise in the kitchen at the old Sokoji. So Bob came back with a chair to put on the table so he could do it or something like that. It sounds pretty dangerous to use a ladder. You never do that. But anyway, Suzuki was already up there. He said he couldn't figure out how he got there. I remember, I used to live with Elizabeth Twomey, who was Elizabeth Okamura, and Arthur Okamura would go down to the bar in Bolinas, Smiley's, and I don't know if he'd do it to win a bet or something, he could flat-foot jump onto the top of that bar. Now, I think growing up squatting probably helps that. I watch people here in Bali where I live squatting, and I used to be better at squatting because I really think it's important. I used to go to the toilet squatting, even on regular toilets when I was young. And, you know, I've admired people in Japan. I was picking tea with monks and old ladies, and they could just squat forever and do it. And all you have to do is just keep doing it, and you'll develop some muscles. But you can also see people like in lots of third world countries or places where there's a lot is happening on floor level. You can see them sitting there squatting with their buttocks isn't necessarily, their buttocks isn't even touching the ground. But it's like a few inches above it. And, you know, they're standing there, sitting there, you know, talking to each other or just watching the cars go by on the side of a road. You come back a couple hours later, still there squatting. I mean, I really admire that. But anyway, that I was possibly tying that in to Suzuki's ability to leap. What was it Superman do? He could leap tall buildings. I just remembered something. I forgot this. It's not only Arthur Okamura who did that. Somebody told me, I remember now, that Suzuki did that under the flatbed of our truck, which was way up there. He said he just jumped flat-footed right up onto it. That's impossible. But I remember now being told that. And he loved, every once in a while, somebody would find him up in a tree something like that. Anyway, it was just, he wanted to have fun and he wanted everybody to relax and enjoy themselves. Pretty obvious, huh? It was always that, that tug of war between be serious and don't be serious. And he was on both sides of it. So, you know, it was just up to each person to just be natural. And that was something you couldn't do by trying. You can't try, he would say that. You can't, when you try to be natural, it's very unnatural. So, anyway, he was good at putting people at ease. And then he was good at getting people to make a great effort, a consistent effort, a seamless effort, which continued into the treetops. This has been a Kuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Kuk Audio and Kuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Dogga Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.